Good morning. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help you today?
I'm just giving you my phone number so you guys, when you have someone available, you can reach me. But I have one particular question. I applied for the concealed carry weapon in Michigan, and it looks like they accepted it, but I haven't received my documents to prove that I have a concealed carry weapon. Is there any way I can double check to see if something happened?
Happy to pull up your information, sir. Can I ask for your name and your zip code?
Sure, Gene Garbaccio, probably under Eugene though. And zip code is 48895.
Okay, I believe I found some information for you here. Just to be sure, could I ask for your shipping address used?
482 Red Cedar Boulevard, Williamston, Michigan.
Thank you. All right, and in case we get disconnected, is this a good number to call you back on, sir?
Yes, 517-930-4670.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I do see on March 23rd, you had paid for our digital certificate, the Rush Concealed digital certificate, and a physical certificate to be mailed out to you. So the email copy was sent to ggarbaccio2@aol.com. And we do have the shipping address on file for you to receive your physical copy as well. You said you hadn't received it in the mail just yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't gotten anything yet. I was filling it out today, and I said, and then I saw your number. There was a contact number. That's why I called you guys. And to see if they got my original order.
We do. We have the completion of the training for this certificate.
Sure.
You know, this is needed in your final submission to the New Hampshire State Police to apply for the non-resident concealed carry permit. Let me check one thing here for you. So with you doing it back on March 23rd, it's been just outside of about 10 business days, sir. So what I'd want to go ahead and do, we can submit a request that the physical copy be mailed back to you. But I do want to let you know you were sent it, the copy via email as well, so you're able to have that downloaded and printed out also.
Oh, boy, I didn't spot it coming in then. If it got into my emails.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I get them by the dozens every day. I can't believe where they're all coming from.
That's funny.
I'm ready to change my email number. One of the things is that I have a concealed carry weapon permit, you know. I went to the class, I went to the shooting exercise, and that was 8 years ago. I got a renewal, but now it's expired, and I can't use it in Michigan. It's an Ohio one, but it was a little bit we had to go to the class, and then we had to go, you know, prove ourselves on the firing line, and that wasn't an issue for me. I was in the Army. I had plenty of guts. Whatever.
Gotcha.
But I can't. I'd like to be able to have it. I'm fully aware of what's going on in the world today.
Yes, sir.
And it's not pleasant. I don't really appreciate our lack of not getting involved. I don't, and I probably shouldn't even be talking my politics, but I'm a great believer in you don't leave anybody behind like we did in Afghanistan.
Gotcha. Well, yes, sir. Since you're not too sure as to the email received on the, you know, everything needed, the certificate and the application and all, what I've done is I have submitted a request for everything to be resent physically to your address. Most times we do advise that most, you know, 7 to 10 business days for the packet to be received. You may still be receiving the original copy via mail. I'm not sure if it's just running behind, but I would be on the lookout for that to be arriving soon.
Okay, will do. Good. Well, maybe it's just getting stuck somewhere and it's on its way. That'll be good. We'll find out. Send anything you need, and I'll doubly make sure. I don't look in junk because sometimes I can get a couple of hundred junk mails a day. I mean, I don't know why I'm so popular, but it's I haven't got a clue as to how I got opened up to all of this. I mean, literally, I've had to put fraud alerts and credit freezes on accounts and all over the place because it seems like I'm an open target.
That's crazy. I wish you the best of luck with all that, with your emails. But I have that request submitted. While I have you on the phone, is there anything else I could help with?
No. Thank you very much for your help. And I'm glad I got that straightened out because I said, gee, I'm wondering if I'm just repeating an order today and drive everybody nuts.
All right.
All I can tell you is that in the 21st century, why is everything getting more complicated than it was maybe 50 or 60 years ago? I can't believe the confusion that I've been going through. I had to move to Michigan because of a health issue with my wife. And,
I'm sorry to hear that, sir.
Well, I want to tell you, it's you don't leave somebody behind.
Okay. Well, I just want to let you know to be on the lookout and for that product to be received in the mail. And if you have any other questions or concerns on receiving that, feel free to give us a call back.
Okay, good. Yeah. You must have a central location for the entire state, country then, right?
Our customer support is based in Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I do appreciate you calling customer support, sir, and I hope you have a good day.
You too, and thank you for your help. And
You're
God
welcome,
bless
Paul.
You. And take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.